This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
With LinkedIn Jobs, we tap into a network of more than a billion professionals to help you find quality professionals quickly and easily for any role you need. Marketing wizards? Found them.
Software engineers?
Found.
That project manager I could never seem to hire?
And found. LinkedIn Jobs quickly matches your roles with candidates with the right skills and experience. In fact, 86% of small businesses get a qualified candidate within 24 hours. Post your first job for free and get started at LinkedIn.com/decide. That's LinkedIn.com/decide. Terms and conditions apply.
Sarah and Vinny.
Alice at 97.3. Sarah and Vinny, Alice's morning show.
Trip out on Casa Bonita. The texts are like pages and pages. That weird Mexican restaurant that got bought by the South Park boys.
Right.
Casa Bonita has indoor cliff diving as well as old-time photographs. Also, there is a hilarious episode of South Park about Casa Bonita. Yeah, well, that's why they're involved. Yeah. But
I feel like I might have seen it. When you show me the picture of the front of it, I'm like, God, it does. It looks totally...
Casa Bonita is cafeteria Mexican food with cliff divers inside.
Cliff divers.
Someone else said, the food made me sick.
Oh. Well, these guys are going to
Casa Bonita
fix the food, I guess.
Great show, terrible food. Hopefully that improves.
So this is is one of those places where you go in and they serve you what they serve you and you watch a show during it.
I guess.
Like Medieval Nights.
Oh, don't bring that up.
Well, that was fun.
You really know how to waste time in my life, don't you?
Oh, man. So fun. And then you guys acted like you liked it, and then the next morning you guys ripped me apart.
Oh. Well, yeah.
So awesome.
Casa Bonita is an institution. I'm from Denver, and everyone is very excited. The South Park guys stepped in and
saved it.
Oh, look at that.
Mm-hmm. Wow. This
beautiful.
Is, boy, this place,
oh,
huh?
Look at that.
Who knew?
Hey, we're going to go to Casa Bonita.
There you go. I just wanted to say that I did that story, and then the next thing you know, the texters all know this place.
Wow, there's a whole play that gets put on when and a pool, and now they're falling into the... Oh, my God! Oh, what's happening? All the kids are running to the edge. Oh, will they make it? Yeah, they're all right. Don't worry.
Apparently the food's not good, though.
Yeah. Well, sometimes the food isn't the thing. It's the show.
Mm-hmm. You
know? Yeah, just eat. We put it here. Just eat it. Okay, guys, hi. It's 8:07 on a wetness day morning. Hope day!
415 says, I heard your plan, but I need my morning host alive.
Solid plan, though.
I did. I'm sorry. Go ahead.
No, it seemed like
Say the stuff.
Zero chance that guy would have just run you over in his anger. Brought to you by Alice in Winterland, you guys. Alice in Winterland. We have been waiting to say
What's
this out loud
on
for
it?
So long. Alice in Winterland is back, baby.
What?
And it's going to be amazing.
408.
All will be revealed this Monday at 8 a.m. Yeah, no, I got
What do they say?
Oh, they don't say anything.
Oh,
I just was saying
text.
408.
Okay.
I don't know why.
No, he's saying he's referencing 408 with the Alice in Winterland.
I'm not.
You shouldn't either because it's, you know, this is supposed to be like a big reveal.
Right.
Didn't say anything?
Didn't say anything. Nothing.
Didn't say a single damn dingle dangle thing. So anyway, 8 o'clock on Monday morning, you'll find out everything. All will be revealed.
You guys are confusing.
I know, but, you know, we're trying our best.
So who's playing?
Oh, that's a good one.
Words popped into my mouth. Words filled my mouth. My mouth was full.
You don't know.
This whole room will point at you when our boss is mad at us and says, why did you say
us.
He did it? We
All
were
the letters are jumbled. You don't know.
I do know. It was so easy. Except for that one.
It was a weird name.
I know.
Right.
Okay. Pusha T's in the news. Tell me about Pusha T. You a fan of Pusha T?
Pusha T.
Oh, I can't speak. I don't know.
Yeah.
I don't know Pusha T.
I heard the name, absolutely. Like, Pusha T is a name mm-hmm. that I have heard.
I recently started listening to Gunna, and Gunna's pretty good.
Yeah.
But go on. Pusha T, what about him?
Play me a Pusha T song.
Oh, let's
just like, what is Pusha T's biggest hit? Alex, you a Pusha T fan?
I've heard some of his stuff, but I'm not a big fan. Drug money, your ex, you claim he makes you all of my young.
I am your ghost in your raid. This is my purple tape. Save up for rain. All right, Pusha T. Sounds angry. All Turns right. out he's actually angry about McDonald's. He's not like McDonald's. He says he wrote the I'm loving it
oh,
thing.
Oh, ba-da-ba-ba-ba.
And he says that I wrote that, and they've never paid me for it. Now.
That's a move.
It is. He apparently.
I named this damn place Alice.
Where's your money? Where's your money from that?
Mm.
So Pusha T was on an early version of the McDonald's ads. Mm. He says, I wrote the I'm Loving It jingle. I never got royalties. That has been disputed, and it's probably not too, but he's got a brother named No Malice, Pusha T and No Malice. Mm-hmm. And they did do vocals for a U.S. version of the jingle as a hip hop duo, Clips.
Oh.
So they performed it once for an ad.
Let me hear that.
He says, oh, I don't know if we can find
that. What are you talking about? It has to be in the story.
No. Huh. I don't think it is. So anyway, Pusha T hates McDonald's.
All right.
He's very mad at them. And you know, you know what he loves? Arby's.
Oh. Arby's.
Arby's.
Isn't there any place else we can go?
Yeah.
What does he say?
Arby's. Isn't there anywhere else we can eat?
Anywhere else we can eat. Got it.
So Pusha T has written his second McDonald's diss track. So this is, look, these are ads for Arby's. There's no question. Like, Arby's is behind him writing diss tracks about McDonald's. This is the hype. This particular one, the second one that he's done. The first one was about the fish sandwich. The second one is about Arby's new real country rib sandwich. McDonald's, am I supposed to read these lyrics?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Okay. McDonald's telling you what you selling. McDonald's, what you selling? Mystery meat. Hop up and go away. What does history teach? Mickey D's ribs. You ain't it on the streets. The real country rib style sandwich here to compete.
Yeah. Nice, Sarah.
Thank you.
Nice with the flows there.
Yeah. You know me and all my rhythm.
Uh-huh.
Yeah. So let's hear a little of Pusha T's second McDonald's.
The second one. Okay, here it is.
All right.
Here it is again. Do damage when the quality ain't up to my standards. That McRib falls below average, replaced by the country style Arby's rib sandwich. Straight out the smokehouse, Texas my old route. 8 hours to slow cook, can push for the rollout. The boss with the smoky Q sauce, the real country style, make rib get lost. Yeah, this is compared to
that was a real
patty. Yeah.
Screaming, how dare you? You know that I'm war ready. Arby's taking taste to the next level. Arby's is the choice when you won't settle. McDonald's, what you selling? Mystery okay. me.
You know
oh,
what I don't
is.
Like?
Oh, there it is.
What is I don't like songs about food.
Oh, you don't?
Oh, really?
No.
Oh, I like songs.
I got the fish sandwich one, too, if you want.
Yeah,
who even
fish,
cares about this?
I want the fish sandwich one. This good. Is, he's
I like
clowning
both, though.
On the fish filet.
Rapping about a barbecue sandwich.
This one is about the fish filet, though.
This is called the spicy fish.
Oh, the
fish
spicy
diss track.
Sounds good, actually. Here it is. I'm the reason the whole world love it. Now I gotta crush it. Filet your fishes. Then you should be disgusted. How dare you sell a square fish asking us to trust it? A half slice of cheese, Mickey D's on a budget. Arby's crispy fish is simply it. With lines round the corner, we might need a guest list. Eggs is stage left, the sandwiches taste fresh. A little cube of fish from a clown is basic. Say less, this argument is baseless.
Drowned in clown. That's tasteless. That's good. So it makes me like Arby's even more. Arby's is like, it was like the best thing that ever happened to them when Jon Stewart started just pooping on them. They loved it. They were like, we're actually going to spend money now to be on your show. Just keep writing bad things about us.
Pusha T performs on top of a giant cocaine rock at his live shows.
Oh.
Sarah would love it.
Oh my God, I would love that.
That's
so,
what
it's just
says.
Like a like
I don't know.
Styrofoam thing that they painted white.
I have no idea.
And he pretends
just
maybe
reading
he's rich enough to get a
415.
Big rock
maybe he does have a gigantic rock.
Just knocks a little off there.
I wanted to get a lifetime
show.
Supply.
Oh, he has a song called Diet Coke. That's funny.
Oh. Boy, he really likes to talk about things to eat and drink, I guess.
Okay.
Britney Spears and Elton John have a new video for Hold Me Closer. So we're going to put that up at the Sarah.
What's the deal with Britney? Are you boycotting her stories? There's no way she just stopped doing stuff.
Because it's always such crazy town stuff, only when it like rears its head and makes my radar. I'm not looking for Britney stories. I'm telling you this because this, it turns out, this song that she did with Elton John is getting played.
It's a hit.
It's a hit.
Well, I've noticed there are a bunch of artists now at their shows doing Britney Spears covers, which I assume is some kind of...
like a support thing?
Yeah, like some kind of, hey, we're with you or whatever.
Also, some of those songs are great, so I'm not super surprised. Who's doing it?
Ed Sheeran did one, and...
oh, which one did he do?
I didn't listen to it, because
that's too bad.
I don't... I'm not really a Britney Spears guy, but a bunch of artists have been doing that, though. It's not just the one.
I think I would do Toxic if I was going to do a cover.
Oh. What are we looking at?
This is the music
video. This is the video. But that is not Britney, is it?
No, it's not.
That's not Elton John either.
Are you sure?
two professional dancers.
People doing crazy dance moves in a really weird... oh, this is a cool set, actually. It's a really strange, like... kind of like a Santa Fe home, like pink walls and cacti and hugging, you know, Santa Fe.
What?
I don't know. So this is, it's just a visual for their rework of Tiny Dancer. We're putting that up on the Hold Me Closer, guys. You find that on the
Yeah, where's Elton and Britney?
Well, they're in the background singing.
Talking about Crazy Town, this show the whole week. What are you talking about? Santa Fe? What is this?
Well, I'm just trying to describe what the video looks like, you know?
It looks like Santa Fe.
Well, the outside shots did. The inside looks
like
some weird
museum. They
have
pink walls in Santa Fe?
Yeah, they got like the Adobe and stuff. Sure. Looks, you know.
Adobe and bright fluorescent pink are similar?
Well, that's like stucco wall painted all these crazy colors. I don't know. It's very artsy.
You're
there.
Right.
It's artsy. I don't know if I'm right or not. It's just
Santa Fe. Now I know what Santa Fe looks like.
You know.
Anyone
now you know.
They got pink walls there.
And sand.
Love it.
Yeah.
All right.
Like someone's modern Pepto masterpiece there.
Well,
that's the Casa Bonita's right there.
You know how Village writes poems for people?
Oh.
Hi, Village.
Hey, Village. Oh, my God, Village. So I read this morning, and I just thought, it's actually really sweet. I don't know this Mod Sun guy. Like, I don't know. I've heard his name, but I don't know his songs. He's a singer, and it has been with Avril Lavigne for 2 years. Right. Me too. That was my face too. I didn't hear it. They're affiance.
Oh, so they got together during the pandemic.
It sounds like it. And he calls her his soulmate, and they're engaged. They're engaged to be married, and he put up a post for her. This is her birthday post, and it's like the sweetest thing. And it just totally reminded me of Village, who writes poems for people. But, you know, this guy's a songwriter, so obviously this is what he does. He says, "When I close my eyes, it's you I see." Can I have some special?
You want
some? Yeah, give me some beat poet stuff. It's a super great little poem. Like if somebody wrote this poem about you, you'd be like, "Oh." "When I close my eyes, it's you I see. You're the reason why my heart still beats. My love is yours eternally. I live inside each memory. Your eyes light up the darkest night. Your kiss inspires the words I write. Your touch is all I need in life. Someday soon, you'll be my wife. You changed the world, Avril. Never forget. You are that mother, father, princess. You make me better, I must confess. I'd whisper I love you with my last breath. There's so many words I want to say to my stunningly gorgeous fiancé.
Oh?
But I'll leave it at this till we run away. Baby, I wish you a happy birthday."
Oh.
Oh, yeah.
Nice.
Mod Sun, might have to pay attention to that guy. That is.
You like it,
That's going to be your next song.
All right.
Oh, yeah. Good make it the Happy Birthday Avril song. Mm-hmm. That'd be a good one. And there's pictures of them kissing.
I don't know about changing the world, but malls all look like Avril Lavigne in the whatever that was, the 90s. Like every girl with the raccoon eyes and the straightened hair, long hair.
And the hoodie.
Adorbs.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
So cute. Oh my God, I'm like a princess, but goth. It's great.
This dude used to be with Bella Thorne.
Oh, this is the guy you were telling me. They actually married. They had a wedding ceremony. They exchanged rings. All the people, the outfits and stuff.
An unofficial marriage.
But then they did. They hadn't gotten a license, and they never did.
Mm-hmm.
So it was really easy to divorce.
So you.
They just said, I divorced thee three times.
Oh, Ed Sheeran, 510 says Ed Sheeran did a version of Toxic.
Oh, we did Toxic? Can you see if you can find that? I would love
there
to hear that.
There they are.
I'm toxic, you're toxic, I'm slipping under.
Ed Sheeran.
Oh, this is their breakup post. I will always love you. All good things must come to an end. Broken heart emoji.
Oh. Well, that's
toxic.
Nice. Run up
toxic.
About it.
I see him doing Hit Me Baby One More Time.
Oh, yeah? Yeah, I'll take any of those. That's fine. In the meantime, while you get that ready, Jimmy Buffett canceled his remaining tour dates. The guy's 75 years old.
I don't know why
he'd be. Is he the Ditto Parrot Head?
Parrot Head.
Parrot Head, that's it.
That's who he is.
He canceled his remaining tour dates. He's experiencing some kind of undisclosed health issue that briefly landed him in the hospital. And on Instagram, his people said, Jimmy will need to refrain from touring for the rest of this year. On doctor's orders, he must take
his life. He has enough money and should just
agreed.
Go have some fun.
Doesn't he even have a whole community where you can go live as a parrot head? Just
I don't know
Buffett
why people
all the time.
Can't ever stop.
He says, there's the person is saying he's got to take this time to recuperate and heal. He looks forward to getting back on stage next year. Three shows were postponed and they have been rescheduled for March, and two were just canceled with ticket refunds. So who look, the guy's 75. Maybe he doesn't ever want to stop. And
do you want to hear Hit Me Baby One More Time?
Yeah.
Ed Sheeran, here it is.
Okay.
Tell me baby, cause I need to know now, because my loneliness is killing me, and I must confess I still believe,
still believe.
When you're not with me I lose my mind. Give me a sign. Hit me, baby, one more time.
Oh, yeah, he should make that a single. That's good. Solid song. I love that song. I really do.
Yeah, I do too.
So good.
Great song.
Country music. Winning. Duh. Crushing it on Pandora. Last week, 4 of the 5 most popular tracks on Pandora are country. And 7 of the top 10. Morgan Wallen. Ruling.
7 of the
He's
10.
He's back, baby. Uncanceled.
Man.
Morgan Wallen has 3 of those in the top 10. Anyway, there you go. Country.
That guy's
dominating.
Big right now.
That's
surprisingly
huge.
Enough.
Mm-hmm. And I'll leave you with this. It's a tragedy.
925 says, because there is nothing more fun than a Jimmy Buffett show. Nothing?
Oh.
You ever met a naked lady? What's wrong with you?
It's not that fun, dude.
What?
Please. I guess fun for you.
Shut
I'd
up.
Rather go to a Jimmy Buffett
Shut
show.
Up.
You don't know, Sarah.
I don't, apparently. I don't. So you know the new Barbie movie, the live-action Barbie movie with Margot Robbie and Ryan Gosling?
Uh-huh.
Tragedy, guys. The Barbie girl song from Aqua.
Oh.
Not in it.
What?
I know. The lead singer, Leni Nystrom, said that using the song would be too cheese on cheese. I totally understand why they didn't use it, but it's going to bring us a lot of attention no matter what.
I'm Barbie. Let's go party.
By the way,
that she's like, well, she wouldn't work right. You knocked on their door for 3 weeks before they sent German shepherds after you.
That song, Barbie Girl, turned 25 this year.
Oh.
And yes, you are old. All right.
With LinkedIn Jobs, we tap into a network of more than a billion professionals to help you find quality professionals quickly and easily for any role you need. Marketing wizards? Found them.
Software engineers?
Found.
That project manager I could never seem to hire?
And found. LinkedIn Jobs quickly matches your roles with candidates with the right skills and experience. In fact, 86% of small businesses get a qualified candidate within 24 hours. Post your first job for free and get started at linkedin.com/decide. That's linkedin.com/decide. Terms and conditions apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Sarah and Vinny. Sarah and Vinny on Alice at 97.3.
Alice at 97.3. Sarah and Vinny, Alice's morning show. It is Wetness Day, mostly in Florida.
Every artist I hear, I think, I wonder if they're going to play Winterland. Every artist.
All of them. I mean, which ones will play?
I'm sorry, you were saying about the
hurricane. As I listened, apparently my family's completely unconcerned about it, so.
Good.
You know, they can leave now if they wanted to. Oh, God. I'm sure it'll be fine.
If you don't know, Hurricane Ian is about to make land. I got a text from someone that said, near Tampa Bay, the water had receded prior to the storm front, you know, hitting. So they're going to get wet down there.
Yeah. Yep.
Down there.
So.
Knockwood. Get ready to experience the only West Coast showcase of modern Formula One cars, rally cars, and historic sedans. Go to RadioAlice.com/contest. You got a chance to win your way into a wine weekend experience at the Velocity Invitational on October 15th, 2022.
The Radio Alice Report.
All right.
What's up, everyone? This Alice Report is brought to you by the Alice at 973 Instagram page. Follow the Alice at 973 Instagram account to see Sarah and Vinny's clips of the day. Check out V Hale's Whiskey Wednesday.
What the hell?
Catch Jane's recent Alani trip. Make sure to check out our personal accounts at Clarky Clark, at Vin Hassan, at Brinny Boy, and at Niner925.
That's Alex.
Or Jason.
Or Aho.
Or Alok.
By the way.
Or Jaho.
While we still don't know if Pink is going to play the Winterland show, that announcement's coming next week.
Monday, 8 o'clock.
I heard that she played the Taylor Hawkins show, and now I'm getting more texts from people. That show was 6 hours yesterday.
Oh, damn.
6 hours of awesome performances, damn, including Rush. Mm. Rush played. Rush!
Well, was it just Getty or was Alex there too? And
I think it was Getty and Alex and then Dave on the drums, which was the thing
incredible.
Everyone wanted to see. I wanted to see it.
What songs did they do?
I don't know.
Oh, God.
6 hours of performances, though, for the Taylor Hawkins event.
So good.
Dang. And Pink played there. So she didn't
play. Our boss is going to be exhausted.
Well, you know. He called for a meeting today, so he's got to get himself home.
That's
and
right.
Put on a good meeting. Mm-hmm. I can't wait
Can't
for
wait
it.
To hear his presentation.
I, for one, am excited.
Well, yeah, we're all pretty excited. Plus,
what's
we're
going to
get some
happen?
We're going to get some cheesesteaks right after the show is what's going to happen.
Oh, you want to do that?
Yeah, let's do it.
I'm getting chicken.
Yeah, I'm getting the chicken cheesesteak.
Oh, okay.
Too.
The
yeah.
chicken's
I like
way
that.
Better.
Yeah, very light.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Want to split one?
Okay.
Okay, let's do it.
All right.
Great.
Did I say
to
tag? Oh, yeah, it was a gimme anyway. What am I doing?
It's a gimme.
We're plugging ourselves.
Look at these guys here.
Instead of commercials, okay.
Look at this. Wow, that's look at how many people there are at that. Is that at the Hollywood Bowl? Where is that?
I'm not sure where this is. I have to read the story.
Oh, move in. That's Alex right there.
So good. They're just jamming.
Ah! Look at Dave back there on the drums. This is the Taylor Hawkins tribute show that was in LA last night. It was 6 hours and super star studded.
Oh, man.
Like every guest was another big superstar.
Yeah, Jack Black introduced these guys.
Oh, so you know Jack Black performed too.
Mm-hmm.
That guy's never found a mic he didn't want to talk into. Hey. Oh, is that Chad?
Yeah, that's I think that's Chad from the Chili Peppers.
Oh.
Oh, God. Oh, turn this up. This is a good one. We'll just sit and listen to Rush songs. Sing it, Getty.
Best audio in the world.
They call me the working man. So good.
That's awesome.
I'd kill to see that. With the working man. Well, he's an older
guy now.
I'll
push away then. You and your murderous.
Yeah, you know what
I mean.
I'm not
going
to say I'd kill you to go
well,
there. I mean,
saying,
it depends on who I have to
don't
kill.
Like
I'll kill
when you get
look,
all.
Look, I haven't got my assignment
kill someone.
Yet. They'll let me know
I'll
who to kill,
over.
And then
I'm
I'll get to
do
the
news.
Show.
Back to the news. Oh, weather-wise, it should be a nice day. Right now, we're a little overcast.
You know, it was bright and sunny like an hour ago.
Yeah, well, that's, you know, so...
Weather.
It will be sunny, though, today. Highs in the 70s and 80s. Another nice day. Here's what's happening. And by the way, we started to mention, so the hurricane is a big deal in Florida. It's going to mess up all kind of air travel and everything you can think of, not to mention... the day-to-day lives of people who live there. So,
yep.
What did you say? Ellie's going back to bed.
Yeah, she said I'm not concerned. Okay, she's like, oh yeah, the water's up over the seawall. It's no problem.
I had vodka for breakfast. What? I'm gonna go nap it off and have lunch in a little bit.
I mean, I'm trying to not worry. I trust them. They've been through a bunch of storms down there. What can I do? You know,
have a cup.
I'll stick with coffee, Mom. Thank you.
Okay.
Best of luck. Good wishes. Best wishes.
My
brother.
This bed floats, right, Gentry? I mean, I'm good over here, right? Let me get my bottle.
Oh, yeah,
and
Ellie.
Bed,
yeah.
And,
yeah, don't worry, okay. Ellie. It's fine. Everything's fine.
Super.
Ellie. It's great.
Oh, I'm sure God. Ellie's out there going, you little. You're the drunk, not me. All right. You say. Anyway, let's get to some stories.
Okay.
Do you like vigilante justice?
I do actually like it.
A no-nonsense Uber driver in Dallas posted a TikTok after she realized a passenger was cheating on his wife.
Oh.
And she decided, I'm exposing this fool.
I don't like that kind of vigilante justice. That's not right. That's not your business.
Her name is Ronnie. Late last week, she picked up a guy at his house and watched his wife and kids see him off. And then once he was in the car, he said, I need you to make a stop for me. Turned out he was picking up his mistress to take her on a trip.
Oh.
And the two of them kept bad-mouthing his wife in the back of the car.
Whoa.
So she's listening to this and getting madder and madder. Without telling them, Ronnie changed her route, backtracked 5 miles, and then went back to the guy's house and dropped them off in his front yard.
Oh.
She kicked him and his mistress out, get out, and left him there with their luggage. Then she drove off.
Oh, actually, I'm kind of getting behind this one now.
So she doesn't know for sure if he was caught or if they just ran to a neighbor's house and called for another Uber. I don't know what you do.
I don't either. That's a pickle she's put you in.
Dang. They were so busy talking, they didn't realize they were headed for the airport. They were headed back to his house. Sheesh.
Talking smack about the wife who's back with the kids. Okay, business trip. Yeah, all right. I guess so. You're doing a lot of these lately. All right, have a good time.
Frugal people are the worst.
Are they?
Nah, I'm just kidding. But I do. It's always interesting when you see people who are like, "Yeah, I don't." Trying to save every penny over here.
Yeah.
Okay.
Well, it's not a bad way to live.
A Reddit group called
Save.
Okay. A Reddit group called Financial Independence. Has a weekly thread where frugal people share tips and hacks for saving money.
Oh, are these the people who are saying, here's how you can get a coffee at Starbucks?
No.
For free?
No.
That was
but
TikTok.
But that was a TikTok
thing. Right.
I dated a girl once who was in a 401k club.
Oh, that's great.
I thought it was the cutest little fun thing that she's like, what?
Way to be future you will thank you.
No, there is no what. Yeah, that's great.
That's awesome. Did she invite you to join? Or
who's
was she like,
in the club? Your mom and dad? Like, what are you talking about? A 401k? She said, no, me and some girlfriends.
I love it.
Oh. All right. Do you want to just tell everybody what you figured out? Is there... What happens? I think it's more about the crackers and cheese and
sure,
you know,
some wine. Talk about what they're going to do when they're retired. Like, they're 20. They're like, yeah, we got 40 years to plan for this. Let's do it.
Anyway, back to the financial independence. Here are some of the highlights of ways you can save money.
Okay.
Cut sponges in half. Once you're used to it, a full sponge feels like overkill.
It's not bad.
Oh, man.
Well, you'd use half the sponges. You'd probably use that same half for twice as long. I mean, that's like a dollar over the course of a year, Vin.
How much is a sponge
that's
anyway?
That's what I'm saying. Awesome. Sponges don't cost
and
anything.
Throw them in the... Well, they're not free. Throw them in the dishwasher.
I bet they are kind of free. I bet you at the cash register, if a checker misses the boop on the sponges, she's just like, ah, screw it. They're just sponges and just throws them over anyway. Okay, they probably are free half the time. Sponges.
Oh my God.
This is again from Financial Independence.
Right,
ways to
bad.
Save money. Frugal
right.
people. Never buy the newest tech. 3-year-old iPhones at least.
That's not a bad idea.
A 3-year-old iPhone is almost as good as a new one. Their rule is replace your tech, but always stay 3 years behind.
I think that's fine.
Okay. When you go out to eat as a couple, order one meal and split it. Most restaurant meals are too big anyway.
John and I do that.
If you need more food, split an app too.
Yeah. We'll split a salad, and or I'll order the salad and I'll say it's my meal and John orders the entree and then we just split it up.
Oh, great, Frank. The big spenders are in here again with the sharing a meal.
Well, don't worry. We're going to buy a ton of drinks and we're good tippers. So what we don't spend on food, we're going to spend on another round.
Switch back to bar soap. It's a lot cheaper than body wash and lasts longer. Some people think it's better anyway.
I love bar soap. Bar soap's the way.
I'm not getting another plastic thing in my shower. These big bottles. No. Ugh. Just give me a bar of soap. Thank you.
Agreed.
What do you use?
Dove.
Yeah, I use Dove too.
It's nice.
I use the men Dove, but it's Dove.
Yeah.
It doesn't
it's a quarter moisturizer.
Garbage on you.
Or whatever their slogan is.
Have you ever gone back and gotten Irish Spring just to see?
No, but I've gone back to Ivory soap. I think I had to use it somewhere, and I was like, oh my God, I'm crispy.
Yeah.
I'm like, I'm dried up.
There is a difference.
Yeah. I still will put moisturizer like on my face and stuff, but.
Order your groceries online, but then pick them up. It saves delivery fees, and you'll spend less on impulse purchases when you shop in the store. These are frugal tips, everybody.
I like to pick my stuff. And I actually like impulse purchases. Sometimes I'm like, oh, I'll make that for dinner. Like, it's inspiration. Mm-hmm. Of course, I never do the shopping, so I don't know what I'm talking about.
Slow down while driving.
Yeah.
Don't gun it at stoplights. Yeah. One person tested it and gained about 3 miles per gallon, which can add up.
Yeah.
Okay.
Some of us have to charge our phone, charge our car when we get to work, and some of us have 3/4 of a charge left.
What are we? Are you bragging right now?
Yeah.
Are you breaking his
car.
Eggs?
I
Why
am.
Are you breaking his
because
eggs?
Because he drives like a madman, a maniac, if you will.
You don't really drive with me. You've driven with me one time in Hawaii and
I know
freaked
how you
out because you're a backseat driver. But other than that.
I was like, John, you drive.
John, you drive. Because I was over Sarah's backseat driving. John, can you drive, please?
You were scaring me. That's the thing about driving with someone. Like they're like, you're backseat driving me. I'm like, no, I'm just scared. You know, I'm afraid I'll die.
Here is my tip. For all of you who are into that last tip on frugality.
Just go slow. Yeah.
There are signs all over the place. You'll see them if you really are paying attention as you pretend to be paying attention driving 55 that say, slower cars keep right. That's all.
Yeah.
That's just keep right. Mm-hmm. Slow traffic, keep right.
Yep.
That's all.
Yeah.
Everybody, you know. When you're in that fast lane and you're working that Prius video game where you're driving as green as possible, and all of a sudden everybody's tailgating you and honking and passing around you, you can avoid all that by doing your little Prius video game. You know, the one where you're as green as could be.
Yep.
Just do it over in the right, man. That's all. There's actual signs on the roads that say, slow traffic, keep right. Just do that.
Yeah.
Go as slow as you want, Sarah.
I do.
Okay, good.
Yep.
Then the rest of us can get to the dentist on time without having to be like, hey,
I don't want no trouble with anyone. I'm just happy to be here. I'm not in a hurry. I've left myself a little extra time.
Oh, you people.
I'll get there. We'll get there. Don't worry about it.
You should drive, Sarah.
I left an hour early. Drive. What?
Except John yells at me. They're like, why are you going so slow?
Yeah, right. Exactly.
Well,
I'm not. I'm going the speed limit.
When John took over for me, she was backseat driving for him the whole time.
Well, that's my way. Look, I want to live.
Okay.
We'd probably kill each other in a car. Hi, Alex.
Yeah, it might be a little rough. I guess. From the sounds of it.
So. No, it was not okay.
Although, you know, you're always so gentle around me. You're always so nice.
Yeah.
So maybe you'd be on your best behavior.
I would. Yeah. I'd figure out.
But then we get used to each other and you'd start to, you know.
No.
Shut up, bitch. You know, that kind of
thing. Oh, my God. Jeez.
Shut up, bitch.
Okay, I can take it.
I know, it isn't him right now. Yeah.
Well, he says you turn into a monster in the car.
He does turn into a monster.
I'll tell you what I would
do.
Look
at him. He just went like this.
Yeah, I'm trying to learn. I'm trying to get better.
I enjoy it.
Driving in the city is
like sometimes I'll call him while he's driving just to listen to him, bitch.
Yeah. Oh, jeez.
He is a keeper.
He can't even get words out. He's like, F in this, F in F.
Well, it's some of the stuff that Vinny's just talking about.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah, well, honestly.
You goddamn people obeying the laws in the left-hand lane.
Right! That's all we want you to do!
Move over!
Don't yell at me. I'm in the right lane.
Let me just add that I would take a jigsaw and cut the floorboard out. I'm going to just run this thing a little faster than you're going. God! 10 miles per hour. That's not even a miles per hour.
Going 10 miles per hour. I'm going, you know, if it's a 25 zone, I'm probably going 22 and looking at the upcoming crosswalk to make sure I don't wipe anybody up.
I drive way faster than you drive.
I know you do. That's how you take out a kid on a bike.
Oh,
that has never happened.
Yet. Lucky.
Don't say that.
Take it easy, man.
You cursor. Take it
easy. Yeah.
Our text number is 800-400-3697. Here's a few of the things.
All the things.
707 says, impulse purchases are the best part of grocery shopping. Hello.
I know. I didn't know they made this kind of cookie.
All right.
It's a parking lot cookie is what that is.
Parking lot cookie.
Oh, it's a parking lot picnic.
Irish Spring for the win, Costco style.
Oh, yeah?
Mm, it's that stuff's crunchy, too.
Well, if you are a big moisturizer... If a lot of chicks are really religious about smearing on all the moisturizer. Like, it takes so much time. I'll do it, but I don't really want to. And I find that if I use something like Irish Spring or Ivory, I've got to. But if I use Dove, and I can just go light, you know, just give it a little rub-a-dub. I have to slather it on.
Okay.
Maybe if you moisturize all the time, like, you start to get a buildup, and so you need something like... Irish
oh,
spring,
like the chapstick thing?
Yeah.
I don't know. Vinny, countless performers have been quoted as saying, it's not about the money. Playing music and connecting with the crowd is their passion and makes them feel... I understand, 510. I'm just saying, you know, Jimmy Buffett is calling in sick to his own shows now. Maybe it's time.
Yeah, maybe.
Maybe not. But maybe.
Probably when we're 75, we'll feel different about it. You know, to me, I'm like, you're 75, dude. You made it. Relax.
Well, yeah, I mean, I have a lot of hobbies I love. So for me, as much as I love this job, and I do, there's a part of me, if I were rich, that would go and become the best old surfer in the world.
Oh.
Like, I would really get good.
He's the best old surfer
in
the world.
Yeah, I would. I would be like, I know what I'm going to do. I'm going to go surf, you know.
Yeah. You buy a break.
The island next to Michael Frontes. I'd be like, I'm over. Hey!
Paddle over, brah!
Check me out over here, Fronty! Right?
Yeah.
Why wouldn't I do that?
I can't think of any reason.
Someone said that, Finn, you love songs about food. Watermelon sugar.
Mm. Oh, yeah, that's true. They got you. They got you there.
They got me there.
Yeah. Yep.
That's a good one.
That is my favorite
watermelon
meal.
Watermelon sugar. Watermelon sugar.
I'll try to read this. I did this story for this reason. I am with you, but I just need to say that this text is all over the place, so I probably will lose the thread.
Okay.
Dear Sarah and Vinny, longtime listener, please be our voice and let our voice be heard. the Iran people are protesting against the brutality of the dictatorship regime after the death of Mahsa Amini. That's the little girl who was brought into custody.
Oh, for not
what's
having
the term, though, that's
her hijab over her head, right? It wasn't her hair wasn't covered. Is that it?
Yeah, but it's something about the morality police or something weird. Some
it
weird
was
term.
That. Was it was it like the morality police?
So, yeah, she gets brought in and then ends up dead. An innocent girl who was murdered by the hand. Oh, there it is. The morality police. Should have just read what they wrote.
It's okay.
Jeez.
It's all
that
over
enforces
the
strict dress code obligatory for women. Government has shut down the internet, and we have not heard from our families and friends in days.
Oh, man.
Your contribution in sharing the protests in Iran may reduce and hinder the brutality of the regime, and hopefully less lives will be destroyed. There you go, 415. Yeah, I did that story when it happened.
Yep. It's horrible.
And I think I heard, was it Elon? Is pumping internet into Iran.
With his sat net thing, whatever it is.
Mm-hmm. Thanks for being with me on this terrible commute, says 707. Love you guys.
Oh, love you too. That's what we're here for, you know. For really, that is literally what we're here for your commute, for your...
Right.
We're company for you.
Yep. And we like you. New Mexico's the... 925 says, New Mexico's the worst state ever. Never go there.
Oh, goodness. Don't tell Jane that. Doesn't Jane go to Santa Fe all the time?
Our Jane?
Yeah.
Does she?
I think so.
Our Jane, the goth lady in the office around the corner, goes to New Mexico
there.
All the time?
Yeah.
No, she doesn't.
I'm gonna ask her. She does. I'll find out. It's okay.
All right.
Radio hotshot afternoon chick Jane goes to New Mexico and sits in the middle of nowhere in the desert?
I think she sits at a, you know, under an umbrella at a pool.
What?
Well,
she doesn't go to the pool. She wears pants to the pool.
She's gonna.
What are you talking about?
Time to go, guys.
What? Oh, it is. But we have
time for what the hell?
Oh yeah, that's right.
The Pirate's Adventure Next Door to Medieval Times is way better show and dinner experience. Well, anything's better than the thing that she dragged me to, Medieval Times.
I think it was 1001 Arabian Nights or
whatever.
Something like that.
Whatever. Yeah. Awful.
If Jane wrote
all right, Bryn wants to say goodbye.
All right, say goodbye,
Jane. Bye.
Sarah and Vinny.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during O'Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, oh.